In the world of astronomy, perhaps the only thing more exciting than making first contact with an alien species is discovering a new planet that has at least the potential for extraterrestrial life. Now, the interstellar jury is still out on whether Proxima B, as it's being called, actually contains any signs of life. But the newly discovered planet is already showing some similarities with Earth and is the closest planet to our world ever detected outside our solar system. We're going to delve into what the discovery of Proxima B could mean for our universe and our understanding of it. Speaking now with John O'Meara, Associate Professor of Physics at St. Michael's College, who joins us today from Hawaii. And John, thank you for getting up so early to speak with me. It's, with the time difference, about 4 o'clock in the morning Hawaii time, I understand.
Good to talk to you, Mitch. I actually didn't get up early for this, so we've been observing all night. We're at the tail end of our observing run right now, running the Mighty Keck 2 telescope here on the summit of Mauna Kea.
Fantastic. And that's what I was about to ask you. You're in this really cool location, a rather powerful telescope with you. Tell us again where you are right now. What is this telescope again? What is it capable of doing?
This is the one of the twin 10-meter Keck telescopes, which is on the summit of Mauna Kea here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And it's one of the largest visible wavelength telescopes in the world. So it's one of the most powerful beasts out there. You need a really large telescope if you want to look at very faint things or look in very, very high detail. And we're doing a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B tonight, looking at some, you know, paltry 10 billion light-year distant quasars and trying to understand the matter in between us and them.
Oh, is that all? So tell us about the skinny here on Proxima B. Where is it located? Why are scientists so excited about its detection?
Proxima Cen-B is a newly detected planet that has two really important characteristics. One is it's about the size of the Earth. We don't know the exact size of Proxima B yet, but more importantly than that, it's orbiting in what we call the habitable zone, which is the zone where a planet can be that the conditions could be right to sustain life. Now, we certainly don't know that that's the case with Proxima B yet, but it's really exciting because it is the planet around the closest star to the Earth. Proxima Cen is part of a triple star system. Alpha Centauri is another star in that system that's known very well because it's a star that's very similar to the Sun. But Proxima Cen is the closest star to our solar system other than the Sun. For that reason alone, it's really exciting to know that there's a planet that close to us.
Now, how was it found? Why hadn't it been discovered before?
We've been pointing telescopes at the Centauri system for quite some time just because it is so close to us and because we'd like to study it. The way that it was discovered is to very, very, very carefully measure its position on the sky. Because of the subtle gravitational pull of the planet on the star, you can actually see the star wobble back and forth because of their mutual gravitational interaction. And so an extremely sensitive telescope run by the European Southern Observatory measured this wobble to very high accuracy and inferred the presence of Proxima Cen-B. We don't actually see the planet. If we were to take an image with just any normal telescope, we wouldn't be able to see it. It's way too close to the star on the sky for current generation telescopes. So instead, we infer its existence by the wobble of the star. And this method of finding planets was actually the primary way we've been searching for planets for the 1990s and early 2000s. We continue to do that today in addition to imaging of stars.
Now, I think the big thing everybody wants to know is, could this planet, which is showing, I guess, some similarities with Earth, you know, have any life on it? What do we know about it so far? Do we know anything about its atmosphere, its terrain, anything like that?
No, that's a really good question. We don't know any of those things yet. We can really only hope that it's holding on to an atmosphere and hope that it has liquid water on the surface. Our current telescope technology is unable to answer those questions right now. But because the Proxima Cen-B is in that sweet spot, in that habitable zone, it's fun to speculate that there could be liquid water on the surface and that the temperatures and conditions could be right for simple life to be there. That being said, Proxima is really kind of a nasty star. These stars flare a lot. They emit copious amount of X-rays. And so the conditions on the surface of Proxima B are nothing like what they would be on Earth. They're quite nasty. And any life that would be there is probably below the surface if it's there at all. One other fun thing about Proxima B is that it's so close to the star that it's tidally locked in the same way that the moon is, right? When we look at the moon, we always see the same face of the moon. Tidal locking keeps that same face of the moon pointed towards us all the time. In the same way, Proxima Cenbe always happens one side of it forced to point towards its parent star, and so the surface there on one side is going to be very, very different than the surface on the other side of the planet.
Well, John, how might we be able to get a better look at this planet in the future?
That's a really important question. Right now, like I said, we're studying how the parent star wobbles and getting better and better its orbital properties. But what we really want to do is to be able to see if that planet has an atmosphere and if things in that atmosphere are biomarkers or signatures of life on Proxima B. And to do that, we're going to need a much more powerful telescopes. We're going to need 30-meter-sized telescopes on the ground, and we're going to need 10 to 20-meter-sized telescopes in space to really answer these kind of questions. And it's a really exciting time for astronomy because we're actively building those 30-meter telescopes on the ground right now, and we're starting to think about these giant telescopes in space. I'm part of a team that's thinking about sort of a 12-meter space telescope whose part of its purpose is to go out and look for the signatures of life and atmospheres around other planets, and I'm sure one of the places they might look is Proxima B.
I want to get an idea from you about how exciting a discovery this is. I do understand that it's so interesting that it's the closest planet discovered to ours outside our solar system, but if we can't really find out much about it, no space probes can go there. As you say, you know, it's got these flare-ups. Is it going to be just better telescope technology that's going to ever give us any more of a glimpse into this planet?
Oh, well, I think it's so exciting because it is so close to us, and what it does is prove even more that planets orbiting around other stars are absolutely commonplace. I like to think about how when I was a kid in elementary school, we only knew for sure about the planets in our solar system and only speculated about planets around other stars. And then in the 1990s, we began to discover planets around other stars. And in the 2000s and 2010s, we've been finding thousands of planets around other stars. And now when we look at planets really close by to our sun, we find them, and we find them in the right spot for life to exist. So it's a slow progression towards the ultimate answer of wanting to know whether or not there's life out there in the universe. And in this case, because it's so close, you know, the analogy I like to give is, you know, you've been on a long boat ride and you're finally starting to see land on the horizon. And Proxima Cenbe is that hint of land on the horizon of us being able to find the signatures of life on other planets.
John O'Meara is Associate Professor of Physics at St. Michael's College, speaking to us from Hawaii near a rather powerful telescope. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Mitch. Nice to talk to you.